Jerk Magazine podcast, twerking since 2012.
What's up, Syracuse University? This is the Jerk Magazine podcast. This is our back-to-school episode, so we hope you enjoy. I'm Haley.
I'm Lucy.
I'm Keely.
And I'm Malcolm.
And before we get going, we just would like to say that this episode is dedicated to Jeff Ross and Emma Wozni, who passed away. Both were Syracuse University, either graduates or students, and we really like to dedicate this episode to them.
I knew Emma personally. She was a sweet girl. She was beautiful. I worked on a film with her. She had a crazy sense of humor, so no one deserves to go like that. R.I.P.
So moving on, welcome freshmen. This episode will be dedicated a bit toward you just because it's going to be your home for the next 4 years, like it or not. We think that we got off to a great start this year with Juice Jam. So let's just, before we start talking shit to all the freshmen, let's talk about Juice Jam. Okay, so Kendrick Lamar, Nicki Romero, among others, what did you guys think of the bands?
I thought Nicki Romero was a girl until, like...
You thought it was...
Like, I don't know, I just... I don't care that much for, like, him, but Kendrick, that was dope.
Yeah, Kendrick was awesome.
From what I, like, you know, was, could, like, remember about Juice Jam, it was, like, really...
Yes.
Pretty sure I never actually saw Nicki Romero sort of, like, in the middle of the mosh pit just jumping around, and I just figured out eventually that he was playing.
No, there was a lot of, like...
He was there to experience it.
Yeah, a lot of the put one hand up, put two hands
that
up.
That happened a
that
lot.
That was just constant.
It was really repetitive.
Yeah, repetition. Maybe that's his thing.
I don't think... anyone really saw, maybe I'm wrong, but the other three bands that were there?
Yeah, no, they
saw,
were kind of good.
The Neighborhood, I typically love.
I love
them. But what I do think about this Juice Jam, more so than the past 2 years I've been here, it was more social. I remember just buzzing around and talking to everyone and taking pictures and seeing everyone, more so than, like, getting down to the music. So maybe that was just a personal thing, but I think everyone was using it as just, like, a giant social thing, which was pretty cool, you know?
Yeah, because they did change up, like, the whole, like,
the,
scene,
like, of it.
Yeah, because they had two stages.
Yeah.
The other stage, like...
Honestly, I thought they were going to be... This is what I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be two, like, giant stages, and they would just have, like, dueling artists every going back and forth. I pictured, like, the school having a lot more money for this.
Whoa.
In this, like, fantasy.
Whoa, back it up, guys. There were two stages.
There were two stages.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That was, like, the big deal.
Hello,
about
University
this.
Union. Yeah. Welcome.
And I came and I was like, all right, there's one stage, whatever.
They had that, like, little baby stage to the side that they put, like, that one band that wasn't The Neighborhood, but it was still, like, kind of good.
Oh, we don't even know their
names.
No, we don't. There was the guy.
It's not like Small Pools is, like, listening, like, waiting for their plug.
I know one of them had, like, 1,064 followers on Twitter. That's obviously how I gauge things. So I remember just being like, you're not going to get talked about.
Nope.
He didn't even break 10K. Why would I even bother?
But it was cool that they did this year, like, the festival. You know, it was cool.
Yeah.
It changed it up a little bit, but it was cool.
I forget how many people actually go to this school until, like, until, like, shit like this.
Yeah. I forget how many people I know at this school. Like, maybe it's because, you know, everyone was, like, not in their proper state of mind, but everyone was just, like, walking around saying hi to everyone else. Mm-hmm. I was like, wow, this is just a big group of friends. This is really
cool. So many hugs.
Every year. Like, this is the first Juice Jam I've really enjoyed, but every year I fucking cut myself on one of those bouncy houses or something. Like, I always managed to. This year it was, like, a weird, like, ladder rope thing.
The ladder thing.
They had no real, like, fucking structure for that.
Nope.
Like, okay, just get the fucking, like, ball or whatever was up there and jump on the ladder, cut myself, get off.
No, I ran along the side of the ladder because you could do that, and I won.
Are you serious?
That's what
they,
I did.
The way they set up, they gave you no rules. They just sort of, like, said, all right, go.
I didn't even make it over there. I, like, made it, like, past, like, the fence, and I was like, oh, this is a great spot to lie in the grass. I fell asleep.
I definitely fell asleep too.
There was a couple groups toward the back that were just like lounging.
Yeah.
But I just got an update that there were 9,000 people there. So though I like remember seeing definitely a lot of bodies, I would never have guessed if someone just told me 9,000. So that's pretty cool for like the first all student run festival.
Wow.
No one was there until Nicki Romero started playing though, because I got there when The Neighborhood was playing and like in the middle of their set list, they were, like, the one band that I really came to see.
Yeah.
And there was, like, no one there. No one thought that they
you
were going
to
be playing.
You didn't go to see Kendrick?
Like, I mean,
you didn't go to see Kendrick. Kendrick Lamar was fucking headliner.
I love swimming pools, but like, I totally left. Kendrick
Everyone loves swimming pools.
That's pretty much it. I was like, I pieced.
You pieced before? Or after?
I pieced before Kendrick.
No way.
Dang.
I pieced before B.O.B. Freshman year, but that's just because it's fucking B.O.B.
I thought you were about to tell me that B.O.B. performed, and I was like, when?
Yeah. I pieced before B.O.B.
Yes, he dropped it out of the helicopter. It was crazy.
He was on the special stage I never saw.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, I'm sorry. What? They charged fucking $3.75 for water.
Yeah. Oh my god, can I go off? Can Syracuse University listen to me for a second?
Are we allowed to do that?
Yes. No, can I do this? Because I was honestly really mad. I'm not going to talk on behalf of myself or my friends, but there were a lot of people there who were under the influence of, I want to say, in the very least, alcohol. There are drugs that people take that dehydrate you, okay? And people there were doing them. So for you to, as a university, charge us money and not even cards. I walked up. I was like, I need some fucking water. I might pass out. Mm-hmm. I know myself. I might pass out. And I hand them my credit card. And they're like, nope. Like, you have $100,000 to pay Kendrick to come play. Jesus and you won't buy, like, 10 grand of Aquafina. That was just crazy
Seriously,
to me.
Even just give us tap water. Like, Giant Gatorade things with fucking tap water.
Kids are like, kids are about to pass out, and the school is like, nope, no water. No,
I'm glad that we're up on this soapbox right now, just shooting down the school for getting us Kendrick Lamar.
No water.
No, I just got really mad about the whole water thing. Yep. I just think for next year, you need to absolutely provide free water and not on credit card or cash only bar.
Like, I have a dream that next year, water will be.
Like, give
bit,
us a hose, man. Just a fire hose. People just get a hose.
Yes.
I would have been
kids,
down with that.
We do what we want. We want water.
Moving on.
Anyways.
Moving on.
I'm glad we got that out of our system.
Okay, so obviously, we just kind of touched upon that people yesterday were doing the drug Molly before Juice Jam, and I just want to talk because I think this is, like, interesting. I saw an article, and I want to say NBC because there was a blue background on the computer I saw it on, but don't quote me on that. But that there's no,
you're gonna quote you just based on the background color.
No, because I remember, like, you know, the different news. But they said that there is a machine that can detect when Molly is in your system. So I just think this is cool to talk about whether or not that's an appropriate machine to bring out at venues. Because some people are gonna say, you know, it's safe. It's, you know, obviously people know what happened at Izu this year. The third day got canceled because there were some deaths and some overdoses. So just, like, what do you guys think about bringing a machine out that has a Molly detection system that you probably won't be let into your venue if you're under the influence? Does that violate anybody's rights, or do you guys feel comfortable and good about that?
I don't know. Personally, I don't, like, I just heard of Molly this summer was, like, the first time I, like, even heard of that. I'm so uncool when it comes to things like this. I'm so out of the loop. But, like, and from what I've heard, I've never heard, like, a good story with Molly.
Yeah.
And everything. So, like, based on just, like, what television has told me, you know, keep these machines around and everything.
In light of recent events, I would say it's appropriate to put in place. Yeah. But there is obviously going to be, I'm not sure if it'll ever make its way really to venues or even schools, but there's going to be a lot of kids who are going to be up in arms about that being placed in. But I just think, like, because it
always
was
kids
so
love
present in our
kids
school
love
yesterday.
Complaining anyway, so there's always going to be that.
I mean, like, as far as, like, a machine, I would say that it's kind of similar to a breathalyzer test, you know? Like,
yeah, that's what it was.
If yeah, exactly. Like, I mean,
well,
if
put
like,
it like that, I wouldn't want, like, a breathalyzer everywhere I go because I feel like I wouldn't get in a lot of places.
No, yeah. I mean, like, I don't think, like, people should be, like, tested the second they walk through the door. But, like, if someone's, like, showing signs of, like, you know, ODing or anything, just as, like, if anybody's, you know, like, blacking out from, like, alcohol abuse or whatever, then, yeah, like, you should have machines like that to, you know, check what's going on and, like, make sure, like, you know, they know what's going on quick enough so you can get someone to a hospital. And otherwise, like, there is no point to check every single person who walked the door.
Yeah, so not
in place at the entrance or, like, even, like, exits, but just there.
Just,
so that,
like, cautionary. Yeah. Like, if someone seems, yeah, like, I agree.
Hashtag be wise.
Mm-hmm.
I just saw banners and shit like that. I feel like we might as well plug other stuff for the school. We spent a while ripping them apart.
No, that was me. No. But yeah, be wise is a good campaign that I fully support.
Like,
thank you, Syracuse.
As long as they're, like, semi-responsible, just as, like, plenty of underage drinking going on, as long as you're not stumbling over yourself and falling over, like,
there's always
people
gonna
aren't going to...
Always
get make you like,
get in your face
yeah,
about it.
They're not gonna be like, blow on this breathalyzer. It's like, shit, I've only had, like, half a beer.
You can buy breathalyzers for yourself and everything. Like, a couple of my friends in Rochester got those. And it's like, I'm like, oh, so you can, you know, check and see if you're okay to drive or, like, if you're fine. They're like, no, we, like, try and beat each other on it.
Yeah, that's like, not...
it's the opposite use of what
Let's
is intended.
Let's just for a sec... There was a girl who's Twitter famous, more so than me, which sucked. No, she blew the other day a 0.34 on a breathalyzer.
Right. I read about that.
And she tweeted about it. And at first, she was getting all this funny attention. Oh, my God, Vodka Sam, you're my idol. But then she actually got so ripped apart for the message that she was sending college students who, you know, want to be like her. They want to be Twitter cool. They want to have all these funny comments. Yeah. And she had to delete her Twitter. And this was on Yahoo. It was on bigger news sites as well. So, you know, just be, it's cool to go out and drink and be very college, but also at the same time, you don't want to outdo yourself because it's not worth it for any sort of image or, you know, at parties. Yeah. So that's just one tip for freshmen. Good segue. Listen up, freshmen. Now we're going to talk at first nicely to you, and then we might rip you apart a little.
Yep.
I'm not going to say anything nice.
Okay, so we might,
You guys handle that part, though.
So, okay, how about we help freshmen out a little bit? What are some tips or just something you guys wish you knew freshman year? Help them settle into Syracuse a little bit.
I mean, my thing with freshman year was, like, I assumed that every single person I talked to was going to be my best friend. And every single person, we were going to exchange numbers, and then we were going to go out, and we were going to get meals or whatever. That's totally not the case.
Oh, my God.
Some freshman tried to do that to me the other day in, like, one of my classes, and was like, wow, like, can we exchange numbers and, like, talk about the homework? And I was like,
don't look at a freshman in the eye in the first week, because you will have a new best friend.
Yep.
That's the way they... Because I was like that. Like, oh, hey, I think I saw you once at that one thing. You want to be best friends and sit together at lunch and go out together? Because we're both scared of making new friends.
And text everyone, are you eating right now?
That was the thing.
Are you eating?
Oh my God, solo dining was like the greatest fear.
The greatest
fear. If you were dining alone, you had no friends. You were doomed for all of college. I'm just saying.
It's true. Like a group of 10 people have to go to dinner every meal together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the thing that I want to bring up about freshmen is like it's kind of unavoidable, but maybe you should avoid the 40-person groups that you're traveling in.
Can we talk about these? Okay, now.
I live on Euclid now because I'm a junior and I'm cool enough to live on that little Euclid street that you guys so avidly travel at night. The other night I stayed in, I sat on my porch, and I used you and your groups as a drinking game because anytime a group of 20 or more of you would walk by me, and you know what? This might honestly be me if you got fucking yelled at. It was really funny. You guys would travel in groups of, like, between 20. I thought it was a school bus that just let off a bunch of hooker-ass girls. It was so funny. Stop traveling down streets in packs of 40 because, you know what? As Malcolm said,
we gotta have a good ratio. We gotta have a good ratio.
Oh, my God.
That was, I heard
constantly
that word
checking.
Every weekend. Like, 30, if
nothing
you didn't hear it 30 times in
a
night,
like a
then
freshman.
It wasn't a good night. Well, you're a freshman, so it's rarely a good night.
Better be expected to be mooed at. I'm just saying.
Yeah, can we talk about this? Because,
right,
like, coming in here, like, mooing, is that, like, because they're, like, herds?
Yes.
Like, they're, okay, cool. Oh, I figured out. I got word
they
association
heard,
on that.
And they travel in packs.
Mm-hmm. I heard my roommate was telling me about this one guy. He was, like, a senior or a junior. When the freshmen were going by, he was standing on his porch with a whip going, like, yeah, yeah. And that's freaking genius, and I wish I thought of that first.
Sense now.
So the mooing, it's not a weight, it's not a cow, it's not a reference. It's just that you're all in herds. They're all
that's
in herds.
Hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So good.
That is brilliant.
I like, when I was a freshman, I definitely remember being in one of these herds and, like, putting on my new V-neck that I bought for college and going out prowling the streets. I'm like, what can we get in anywhere, you guys? How can they tell we're freshmen?
There's 20
How can they tell?
Of you.
My senior year, I got water ballooned by...
Oh, God!
Girls. No, it was literally, this is still one of my favorite stories. A group of girls on a porch up in Euclid, so that's me, now I'm there. But it was my girlfriends and I were going out freshman year, and there was, like, some guys involved, too. I'm not sure how our ratio was. But a group of girls yelled something down to us, and, of course, drunk Haley, who knows what I responded with, but I got, like, we got water balloons thrown at us. And it didn't really ruin everything because it didn't land just on my face enough to, like, melt my, like, prettiness off. It just landed, I think, like, on my head or something. And I ended up going to, like, the lacrosse house that night. And they were like, why are you guys all wet? But it was kind of funny. money. Like, we were able to spin it, but I want a water balloon, freshman girls, because the circle of life.
Yeah, just pass it
the
down.
Circle of pass.
Even with that, even with Karma that, I guarantee that, like, speaking as, like, the one guy on this fucking podcast, you guys had a much easier time getting in anywhere. Yep. So, like, right, okay, I guess I will say something nice to the freshman dudes. I sort of feel you on, like, not, on you guys never being able to get into parties strictly because you're dudes.
Yeah.
Or just being overcharged. I know that because I would so overcharge you.
Yeah,
no. I would super overcharge them now because I would pay anything to get back, to get into one of those parties. I was,
I'm
like,
sorry, but
really
let's just
easily
say
manipulated.
It. Freshman girls, it's not like high school freshman girls where you're like 14 and braces and awkward. A lot of freshman girls show up at college, they are, you know, hot little freshman girls. So that's why they're getting in everywhere.
It's
so watch out. You're not going to get in just because they want you to like hang out and like, you know, be friends and show you around.
Yeah, ladies, know your limits. Know your limit.
Because they just want to hang out and show you around. Like goon squads having a party.
Hey guys, talk about your moving day.
That's right. I did do goon squad this year. It was, I mean, like, it was a lot of fun, I guess. Except, like,
coming from the guy who hates freshmen.
Seriously.
I don't want to seem like I hate freshmen. It's just, you are so easy to make fun of. So easy.
And
all
we
of
have
them,
to.
All
and
of them
will.
Are putting up their, like, Bob Marley posters and be like, oh, no one else has one of these. I'm ready for college.
Keep calm and carry on.
Yep.
All that.
Oh, my God.
I totally had that.
You had, like, Obey and everything
I
like
did.
That?
Yeah,
the
I
did. The Audrey Hepburn. Everywhere. Everywhere.
Everywhere. Freshmen are just so fucking original.
Yep.
That's what I've learned.
So damn original.
Do we have any do's and don'ts, then, for freshmen?
Don't take yourself too seriously. That's, like, I guess...
That's a good one.
That's a good rule of thumb, because, like, I feel like freshmen think everything they do this year matters, because, like, all they've been told in high school is, like, college is different. You're not going to be able to do this, and you got to make new friends and everything like that. And, like, going in, it's scary as hell, but, like, what I feel like, even though you come in and you don't know shit about where you're going to experience, no one else does either. So you're, like, all in it together.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, don't be so, like, you know, scared of, like, trying new stuff.
Yeah.
See, that was a nice thing I said.
It was,
right?
Yeah, it was great. Off and that helpful.
Okay. That's what I want to tell freshmen
you're
is
welcome.
That, not in a bad way, but no one really cares. And in the best possible way, because, you know, in high school, people care what you do, and you care what you do, and you care what others think. And in college, probably because Syracuse is so big, no one really cares what you do. Do what you want. Do what your heart's telling you.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, people are judgmental, I assume, but everyone is so into their own stuff. Everybody has their own agendas. We're all busy. We're all into what we're into here. And so, honestly, no one really cares in the best possible way.
No one cares about you,
and that is freaking awesome in college because you get to care about yourself, and it's way more fun.
Oh, God, yeah. When I was in high school, I went to a private high school with a graduating class of, 60 kids? So we were all up in each other's business all the time. It was probably the worst experience of my entire life, and coming to college, I suddenly realized that, like, there's all these people that don't give a shit about me. I'm like, I'm one of thousands, and, like, that's what's so nice, because I thought there was supposed to be this typical college experience, what everyone was supposed to go
through.
Media
romanticizes college, and high school for that matter, but that's like a... different.
I thought you'd, like, you know, knock on the door and your best friend would be right behind, you know, the door, and you'd be like, all right, let's go hang out. Let's go drink our faces off. It's going to be awesome, you know, whatever. And that's, like, what I thought, you know, college was, like, supposed to be. But there's no typical college experience, especially here. There's no typical Syracuse student either.
Yeah,
so just
and
do you.
Yeah, no, that's why.
Little PSA.
Yeah, I love it because, like, coming here, there are so many people, and then you find your little, like, niche of people and your whole group, and they're just, like, your family, and you just become...
It makes this huge school seem, like, a lot smaller than you have, like, a lot easier to get around, you know?
Yeah. And then there's all the small little connections of all these people that somehow know this other person, and then you just know all these people.
And then none of you can get into parties.
Yeah, exactly, and then nobody gets anywhere. You still
you
know
got
everyone.
A bad ratio.
Yeah.
You're
for. Can I talk about something real quick?
Go for it.
In, like, college movies and stuff, there always seems to be, like, a bad guy. That's just, like, the worst dude on campus that everyone knows.
Yeah.
In whatever fucking competition this kid came to school for. Like, in Stomp the Yard, it was fucking stepping, or if it was football. There's that bad guy who's going to be like, this is my school. I was here before you. I've yet to see that person. Like, everyone...
Yeah.
is more in the same boat. I was expecting so much from watching movies and stuff.
It's because nobody gives a shit. Nobody cares enough. So,
no one cares enough to, like, actually, like, hate and, like, target someone.
Like, you do something douchey, and everyone's like, oh, that was kind of douchey of that one kid to do at that party.
that one time.
How many people here are doing douchey things every day? Probably all of us, like, hands in. It's just so... it's so funny because you do whatever you want, honestly, and that is what it is.
All right.
It is what it is.
Okay, so freshmen and everyone else here, because whether it's your junior year, your senior year, your sophomore year, just know, keep doing you this whole year. It's going to be really awesome.
Do you. That should be the slogan of this school. Yo, just do you. What is it now? It's something
just
like, I feel like I should definitely know what the school's motto is, but I would rather it be just do you.
No, you do you. That's what it is.
Oh, yeah, I'm pretty sure it was, yeah. They wrote that in 1870, I'm pretty sure.
That's a good one. That makes it, they have over, like, 350, like, clubs and sports and stuff here, so that makes so much sense.
Yep. You do you.
Can we title emphasize that? Emphasize that again. That? You do you.
Freshmen. Bitches.
Okay, freshmen, something else I want to talk to you about is townies.
I love how you said freshmen. I'm sorry. Like, freshmen.
Okay, freshmen. I feel like a coach
or
something.
Like a drill sergeant or something.
Like a gym teacher.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, drill sergeant. All right, freshmen. So listen up. There's something on our campus that you're probably going to get emails about. You're probably going to get concerned calls from parents about. Townies. We do live in Syracuse, New York. It's not just Syracuse University, New York. You step, like, 3 feet in the wrong direction off Euclid, and you're in Townie Central. Mm. So,
so true.
Sometimes they steal shit from you. Sometimes they leave you alone. But in a rare case, they might cohabitate with you. So, Malcolm, tell us about the townie living on your couch.
Ooh, I'm going to use fake names. Okay, yes. So this is Guy Bartleby. And that's the fakest name I can think of. And one of my roommates, he's a local kid, so he has all these townie friends and everything. And I, over the summer since I lived here, hung out with them. It was good, and it was horrible at the same time. Mm-hmm. Like they're nice enough kids and everything, but this one kid got kicked out of his house. I'm not going to say what he did. There's, like, legal drama or something like that. Anyway, he needs a place to stay. So being my roommate's friend, he's like, yeah, man, you can stay at my place. And, like, that's, like, it would have been cool if it was just, like, a couple days. He has been here since July. Oh. He's still on my couch. He's still just living there. And, like, he doesn't pay rent, which, you know, pisses me off. And, like, he's a real cool kid. I don't want it to seem like I hate him or anything. But, like, his one thing he has to do. Fucking dishes. That's all he has to do.
What do you mean he has to do?
All he has to do to stay there. Clean up after himself. Do the dishes. I have a sink full of dishes right now that have been there for at least a week. I hate hanging out at my place. And over the summer, it's, like, just townie central. Like, and nothing against townies. I don't want to sound like I hate everyone, but there's, like, a lot of anger coming in.
When this was written, it said, like, Malcolm tells story about townie on his couch. I had a really different idea. Like, this is a friend of a friend. They made it seem like there was a townie.
This is just some dude wandered into my house. Yeah. We're too nervous to say anything to get him off the thing. We just let him chill
there. There silently.
He's nice enough.
So, I thought this was going to go different.
It definitely could be worse.
I still have a feel for you.
It definitely could be worse, because he's a cool kid and everything, and, like, he's cool to hang out with, but get your shit together and leave.
Be a little, like, courteous.
It'd be a little bit more courteous. Be a little more courteous. Like, that's what I've hated about this summer, too. Like, the fact that I'm in my own house, and it's a rare situation for me to be the most mature person around. And, like, I'm picking up after people, and I'm saying, yo, you guys, I got class in the morning, you guys got to get out of here, clean up, stuff like that. I'm like a mom. I cook, and I clean, and what do I get for it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I get to pay the bills.
I do pay the bills.
I get townies on my couch.
All you got to do is, once this podcast gets released, just be like, hey, like, guys, you should really listen. Like,
oh, yeah, did you hear that one?
It's like my debut as a host. Like, wow, guys, a really big deal.
I'm totally going to mention it, and this is, like, one of those things that I know that they're going to be like, oh, yeah, I'll totally check it out.
Four months
go by, oh, yeah, man, I meant to, but I, like, opened
totally
the tab, but I couldn't...
Yeah, if you're still listening right now, you're a good friend.
Kudos. Yes. You've made the
call. It's already been 20 minutes. Yep. Thank you so much.
If you're just joining us right now, we don't need your listening.
No, yes, we do.
No,
yes, we do.
They need to be with us from the beginning, or else we don't need them. What?
coming up right now. As you guys know, this podcast you're listening to is a product of Jerk Magazine.
Woo!
That's where we derive from, where we derive, and Jerk is awesome. In their latest magazine, they put out an article, 5 Ways to Know You're Getting Older. So, you know what, freshmen, this has been about you this whole time. Let's talk to our sophomores, our juniors, and our seniors, maybe even some grad students who are still listening. These are 5 ways to know that you're kind of, you're getting up there. So, number one, you reminisce about the good old days.
Were the good old days freshman year?
I assume so, yeah.
I mean, yep.
Maybe even sophomore year, maybe your underclassmanness.
I guess I reminisce about, like, how simple it was to, like, feed myself. Like, I've gotten to the point where I'm, like, the kind of poor where, like, my stomach's just adjusted to, like, one meal a day.
Uh-oh.
And it's just, like, I miss being able to just, like, leave. I was in BBB, so I just missed being able to, like, walk 3 steps into, like, unlimited food. It was like, that's what I miss
really
right now.
Good. I just made a nostalgic face. You guys can't see it. But I literally just now, like,
it was
nostalgic
as hell,
I just made a very nostalgic face.
I wish you could see this.
So, number two, way two, you discover your major isn't actually in napping. Yeah, pretty much this semester, I mean, obviously, some personal reasons as well, but this semester, all of my classes are 300 or 400 level classes. Every single one. That's just how it is junior year. So, you miss those 101s and those 102s.
Just a lecture.
Your major is not in napping.
No.
The fact that we all took a half an hour to do this is really phenomenal because I'm already swamped and it's week two.
I can't even imagine doing that anymore.
Yeah, I miss the fact that I took a math class and I probably went there about like 3 times.
Yeah.
You know, the whole semester, just about. Like, you know, I'd be there for about 5 minutes, then I'd casually leave. It's fine.
Sign the attendance sheet, walk out.
No, like already my average sleep time every night is 5 hours or less. And that was, like, all last year, all this year. I'm just expecting it.
Nowadays?
It's no sleep.
Nowadays, if I even think about skipping a class, it's like, oh, you failed the course. Good.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
It's not even worth it. Yeah.
No. No, it's never worth it. My classes are, like, my new BDJ classes are, like, what, 5-6 hours long, like, all
the
time?
Exactly.
Are we allowed to tell freshmen to sleep as much as they can during class? Because they're not going to get that again. Because that's...
Take advantage.
Might
as well, yeah.
Yeah.
Just, like, Jerk would condone that.
Like, forget what your parents are saying and everything, how you need to, like, stay awake and, like, be attentive in class. Just sleep. Sleep through this year, because it's going to hit you like a fucking train next year.
No, Schaefer Auditorium, knockout. That's okay. Totally just... They don't have the desks. Poor design. They don't have the desks to write on. You have plenty
of
excuses.
Number three.
Number three. You stop saying things like, this isn't real life, which I assume Jerk Magazine meant when you first got here, your first year or two maybe, it wasn't real life. It was just kind of like in between where you just got to party and go to easy classes and, you know, mold yourself. But when you get up there, sophomore year, definitely junior and senior year, it is real life, very much so.
Yeah, hashtag college.
Hashtag,
like, this told me
it's not around anymore.
This told me how unprepared for the real world I am. You know what? This list is getting depressing to me.
Exactly.
Lucy was right about this one. This is.
Yep. Ooh, number four makes me depressed. Ready?
Oh, oh boy.
Number four.
Ooh, goody.
Yeah.
Depression.
Brought to you by Jerk Magazine.
You are no longer hell-bent on going out. Where? That's probably true.
I have a house now. Like, people come over there and hang out.
I can face a bottle of wine in my bed. And
exactly.
No one's gonna knock on my door and tell me I can't. So, like, maybe my roommate, because, you know, who knows.
No,
but
finished a bottle of wine while I was doing laundry, and I was like, successful night. All right.
Good laundry night, right?
Yeah. Before, totally. It was definitely, like, freshman year, it was definitely the whole process. It was a fucking night. You had to start at like 7 or 6 and get the one kid with the fake ID and all walk down to the corner store and wait outside for while you got your like fucking 4 locos. Then you started pre-gaming because you knew you weren't getting in anywhere, so you might as well be drunk
walking
around.
So might as well.
Even sophomore year, like sophomore year
same
was,
thing.
For me, it was big bars. Like sophomore year, I was like, oh, I'm going to DJ every day, fucking night.
Going to DJ.
Tuesday, 18, Thursday.
Yeah.
Let me get $6 beer.
You know, I don't have a life. I'm not
quick.
In house. Probably Saturdays I'd be there, fucking Fridays. So yeah, junior year now, I'm just like, no, don't care.
Nope.
Guys, I feel like I'm way too young for this list.
Real talk.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, sophomore. Like, you were talking about, like, food proximity. I go downstairs. I live in Ernie Davis. Like, it's the dream.
Okay, yeah. Ernie is a fucking magical place. That is, like, that's like the place in Willy Wonka where everything is like where dreams come true.
Mm-hmm. I feel like they go through like the little door. And
you don't need to do any. There's a gym right next to their food.
True. There's a dance studio there too, which I love.
Are you kidding me?
Yes. No, that's where I danced freshman and sophomore year. It was so convenient. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They just did it up for them.
Do you know how bad that gym makes me feel every single time?
Oh my god, I cannot.
Legit person gym.
It is.
I definitely went there once.
You don't
once
go
in my
there
life.
Unless you're Nike fucking fit.
Exactly. Yeah. I tried, looked around. I'm like, I don't belong here.
You're gonna have the app on your phone.
In 10 minutes.
I once went on the treadmill and like there was this girl like going ham, like fucking like gazelle legs. I don't even know. And I was like, I need to get out of here.
Yes.
No. Intimidating.
Mm-hmm. I went there to go on the elliptical, which is like what I do. It's like maybe 22 minutes, and I was like, all right, that was like, you know, a third of what you ate. Like, it's sufficient. And the girl's next to me, like, at 47, 50 minutes. Like, okay. That's not what they did at all. Okay, number five. Wow. As if we're not, like, already down low. You actually look at your bank account.
Oh, no. Ooh. Can I skip? I'm going to skip this one. You guys,
I have
you
the
guys
app.
Talk about this.
I check.
Too
I don't
much.
I want to talk about it. Now that I'm living in a house, like, unfortunately, or fortunately, I guess, dorming was expensive. Watson, where I lived, was over a grand more than where I'm living on Euclid. So it cost my parents more. But because now I'm living on my own, I paid my Time Warner bill today. I actually did that. Yeah, it's weird. Now I have to look at my bank account because I buy the food. I don't walk down Ernie Davis anymore. No. Regardless of whether or not I'm saving money, I feel like it's constant. Like going to Wegmans, calling Time Warner, they're like, it's $73.45. You know, all this stuff.
Ouch.
Oh.
The amount of times I've just, like, looked at my bank account and actually laughed. Just laughed at it. Like, it's that depresses me. Because not like, aha, a funny laugh. It's like, aha, ha, you think you're doing something this weekend.
That's a good way to put it.
It is, but no. Real world hits you.
Every single day, my gas tank just gets a little bit more empty.
Yeah.
Nope. Oh. Done.
Nope. This morning, I was like, the light was on. I needed gas, so I got $50 gone.
$50.
So shitty. It's in the car.
It's in the car.
You're still driving me home, right?
I got you.
No, but thank you, Jerk, for that slice of depression.
Yeah, wow.
Slice of sadness pie.
Thanks.
But welcome to the real world.
Jerk is awesome, and they're just trying to help us out. So basically, read Jerk magazine this year, as you have the other years that you were freaking here. And
Real talk.
I think that's all we got for you today. Thank you for staying with us throughout this bumpy one podcast.
That's
it's been over a half hour. People got, you know, they have shit to do.
Yeah. Maybe they have a life.
Maybe. Just play this. While you're, like, folding your laundry, you could definitely be, like, playing this.
Pre-game to this. You know, whatever.
Pre-game
to this.
Blasting out of fresh.
Every time I annoy the shit out of you, take a shot. Yeah, you're welcome.
Mm-hmm. We should make a drinking game out of
we
this
should.
Podcast.
We should. That's something
we'll have. That'll be to come.
We'll have that ready soon for you guys.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
All right,
that's a good one.
Yeah.
So, we're going to go around and say our Twitter handles in case you want to follow us.
Lucy at LTomArt.
Keely at Special K Sully.
Oh, that's a cool one. It's Malcolm at, what is it?
It's
Marvelous Mal. _ Mal. Don't type out underscore, just make the thing. Marvelous Mal. Sorry.
Marvelous
Mal.
Marvelous Mal.
My Twitter is, you know what? I can't really connect it right now, but
you know it.
I'm
you know
Haley,
it.
And I'm sure if you wanted to figure it out, you could probably Google search me, and hopefully I haven't, you know, hit all the evidence yet. Maybe I have.
Oh, you know, it's going to be the first one on Google, so
it's gonna be
hair flip.
Jeez. No, it's not. But Haley, thank you guys for listening. Have a good school year.
Good luck.
Bye, guys.